I'm Jaron Cohen with a WEKU Daily News podcast for June 10th, 2026. Fayette County Public Schools Superintendent Demetrius Liggins is resigning from his position, according to a release from the district. But according to multiple reports, Liggins himself says he remains superintendent. He says he's requested that the Board of Education discuss a potential separation agreement. Liggins has been FCPS superintendent since 2021. Over the past year, the school district has been dealing with a number of financial issues. Multiple audits of the district's budget are ongoing after a $16 million shortfall was discovered last year. Since then, Liggins has faced widespread calls to resign from members of the public and multiple state lawmakers. In February, an independent report found Liggins did not properly oversee the district's finance and budget departments. It also found he did not keep the Board of Education fully informed of the district's financial situation, though not intentionally. The Fayette County Board of Education is holding a meeting tonight to address Liggins' resignation and interim district leadership. A Barron County developer has filed a lawsuit against Cave City leaders who recently passed a moratorium on data centers. Kentucky Industrial Alliance filed the complaint Monday, seeking to overturn the temporary ban and require local leaders to consider a proposed development plan it submitted May 11th before the moratorium took effect. The developer purchased several hundred acres of land off I-65 2 years ago, but city leaders recently said no specific data center project was in the works. Council member Letitia Klein says she's personally happy about the lawsuit because it will bring a lot of information to light.
There would have to be discovery made. You know, they would have to prove that this was in the works for a couple of years. Then you know that more people knew about it, obviously. Its environmental impact, what type of watering system, cooling system, what power grid they're going to need, where it comes from.
The lawsuit also contests the city council's recent vote against amending zone regulations for data centers. The Lexington-Fayette Urban County Council unanimously voted to place a moratorium on local data center development during a Tuesday meeting. Shepard Snyder has more.
Last week, data center company DartPoints announced it had acquired a property in North Lexington formerly owned by Lexmark. It plans to expand its existing data center space to accommodate cloud and AI computing. Meanwhile, the government's planning commission has been considering new language for how the city zones and regulates data centers as part of a larger city development plan. The moratorium would allow the commission time to develop those regulations and collect public input. District 5 Councilmember Liz Sheehan introduced the resolution that enacts the moratorium.
We found out when the public found out. It is speeding up our timeline just a little bit, but again, we were already on a timeline to have things passed by October, so this is not drastically different than the timeline we were originally working on.
The moratorium is in place through October 31st. The Planning Commission is scheduled to discuss data center regulations at a Thursday meeting. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Ratepayers under Kentucky Power in the far eastern portion of the state experience some of the highest residential rates. Now the company will undergo its first comprehensive management audit in years. Zach Tackett with the Creek Don't Rise Coalition is calling for full transparency in that audit process.
Until they make actual steps to fix this and try to help, I will continue to scream from the rooftops until somebody listens.
He's been traveling to fiscal courts to push for a resolution to encourage the audit to focus on the needs of eastern Kentucky ratepayers. It also calls on state regulators to reconsider their latest rate increase until the audit becomes public. Governor Andy Beshear announced an extension of the gas tax reduction for the 33 cities and counties that requested it. This includes Jefferson, Carter, Graves, McGuffin, Morgan, and Wolf counties. Beshear announced a 30-day reduction in the gas tax in early May. Counties where the continued reduction was not requested will see prices rise on June 11th, according to a press release from the governor's office. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.